I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Three Council of Churches Baptist communities in Krasnodar, Russia, were banned for not registering with the government. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says
evangelicals, including Baptists, are seen as, well, they're linked to the West, so they're not as loyal to our country. And so that, obviously, with the war going on in Ukraine, with loyalty to the country being a focus and an emphasis, that creates some of these challenging situations for evangelicals in Russia right now.
As religious freedoms tighten, please pray for churches in this area to be able to meet and encourage one another. Pray that these believers will be bold gospel witnesses for Christ. Then, winter rains bring a new level of misery to Palestinians in Gaza. Many live in tents or temporary shelters that are easily flooded by the cold deluge. Gaza's two above-ground churches shelter hundreds of Palestinian Christians from the harsh conditions, but believers are not immune to hardship. Essential supplies for daily life are in short supply. President of Bethlehem Bible College, Jack Sarah, says,
we tried to help as much as we could to strengthen them and support them, but it's like living in hell. They don't know if they will survive the next day, because it's a fact that even the churches were firebombed and shelled.
Nearly half of Gaza's known Christians left the war-torn enclave during previous ceasefires. Those who remain in Gaza need your prayer. Ask God to help Palestinian believers trust Him with an unknown future. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.